Some time ago, my mind began to grow. It came to music, which gave me hope. Now my whole life's a downhill slope. The music touched, and I was free to lead the life I wanna lead. Expressing love through melody, the only way my heart is free, the only time I really see, the only we'll be right back.
All right, we had a few tracks there highlighting this theme this hour. Texas Psych, 1960s underground groups and beyond, from what was a very fried place, most literally, mentally, musically. That was Sterling Damon. This is a super obscure 45 on the International Artists label, which I'll be mentioning a bunch. It was called Rejected. Before that, the 13th Floor Elevators. Through the Rhythm from the Summit Sounds EP. This is a 10-inch EP of producers' original mixes of the psychedelic sounds of the 13th Floor Elevators, 1967. Very obscure alternate mixes from the box set came out. 13th Floor Elevators with Rocky Erickson, Tommy Hall, Stacey Sutherland. Huge group. Their influence was international, obviously, and international artists, the logical place for them to be. So I had to play them. There's so much other groups to talk about, so I'm not going to dwell too much on them, but they were clearly the most cutting edge and did have that hit with You're Gonna Miss Me. Toured even San Francisco, they got out there and I think blew those bands away. They were a great live band. So much can be said about the 13th Floor Elevators, so I won't say too much because I've certainly talked them up. Before that, it was the Bubble Puppy. We heard Todd's tune from A Gathering of Promises. Really great hard rock, certainly psychedelic record, also on International Artists. Released in 1969, but recorded earlier than that, 67, I think. For whatever reason, they didn't get around to their record coming out until 2 years later when the sound was changing already. But I mentioned International Artists. That was what was releasing most of the, you know, avant-garde rock bands of the time, the Red Crayola, The Elevators, Bubble Puppy, Golden Dawn, which I'm going to get to. Some more second-rate bands I don't really care for too much. Lost and Found, NLC Cloud. They had their moments. They even released something by Lightning Hopkins, which is, I think, you know, a little suspect, but the record Freeform Patterns is actually quite good, and it features members of the 13th Floor Elevators rhythm section. So the label was run by Leland Rogers, brother to Kenny. Yes, it's true. And released some also some great 45s. Like I mentioned, the one that we heard, Sterling Damon. We're going to get to a whole slew of records that were only 45s, bands that, you know, probably didn't make it, you know, out of Corpus Christi. So let's talk about Texas this hour. And this one goes out to my friend Dan, who moved out there to Dallas and just turned 40. I've never visited Texas, so obviously I got to get out there to see him. But interestingly, Louisville, never visited it. Texas, never stepped in it. So maybe I should do that. But I do love the music of it. So that's what we're doing here on Searching for a Thread this hour. 1960s Texas. All right. Coming up right now, I have a record by a band called Cold Sun. This is called Dark Shadows, and it is dark. It's got a really odd mix to it. It sort of hits on the Texas sound, which I think of as overtly psychedelic, slightly dark, twisted. There's not like a lot of like flower power or sunny, super sunny sounds or sunshiny pop, anything like much like that. Anyway, this is more twisted. You know, you'll hear, maybe you'll hear that in there. They have a record that was released in the 90s, but it was, again, another one of these things where it was recorded and shelved from the 60s. So we're going to play that here. Cold Sun, and coming up a whole lot more Texas sounds, but right now here is that record.
Try to work free in your prison, please. kick the covers from my bed. Sunlight in my eyes playing tricks on my head. Work like a dog on the job every day. Trying to make some money so we can go and play. Nighttime, yeah. It's the right time, alright. I said the nighttime, you know it, baby. It's the right time. Pretty baby, let me be with you. Time. Yeah, in the nighttime. Yeah. Come here, baby. Turn off that radio and hear what I said. I said turn it off. A little lower. Yeah, that's right. Oh no. I can't take it no more. Hey, let's get on out of here. Come on. Let's take it away. Louder now, baby. Yeah. Yeah, 100 million people with nothing to say. Run around in circles, they're just living today. Stick with me, baby, I'll show you how to fly. Make some pretty music, watch that world go by. In the nighttime, oh no. It's the right time. It's the night time. Yeah, it's the right time. Come on, baby, let me be with you. Oh, in the night time. Oh, it's the right time.
Burning like a traveling down the East Coast on a tour of a one-night stand. We were doing our own thing, just like a million other bands. When we pulled into Boston, they asked us to turn it down. So they would let it all hang out and turn Boston down around. Yeah. We never seen a ride before. Oh, but this time we caused one. When the city father said, "Cool it," then we double crossed them. Now all of us are known as the band that's banned in Boston.
along. A welder blue started to shoot when you said goodbye to me. Another blue eyes blew the day that you broke my heart. The blue started to shoot, no other love.
You're tuned in to Searching for a Thread here on WRFI Watkins Glen, Ithaca. And that was the Sir Douglas Quintet with one of their early singles, Blue Norther. Doug Sam out of Texas. Complete singles, 1964 to 1966. That's where it's coming from. Before that, one of the great garage bands in that whole vicinity with the Scorcher, Bad Girl, the Zachary Facts, and we heard that track from their compilation of singles, Form the Habit, on the Beat Rocket label. Before that one, it was Wolfgang, another story of a shelved record kept under wraps until last year. And the Outsider label put this out. We heard Band in Boston, a mysterious Texas group. And Eliminate Hate is the name of this record. It's pretty raw. It's got really sort of damaged vocals and that trademark sort of Texas psych guitar is happening. Wolfgang, sort of a biker on the cover there. That had me intrigued, I'll say that. But they're out of Texas, not sure where. But this was an obscure one that brought back to light last year. For that, it was two singles from that international artist label, the one most responsible for the biggest groups there. Most recently, Arnhem Hamilton with Walkin' Midnight Coffee Break. I like that one. And the Chains, Chayns. We heard Nighttime, 45s on the international artist label. And Cold Sun with See What You Cause off the Dark Shadows LP. Recorded in 1969. And first released in the 90s and properly put back out into the world in 2014 on the World and Sound label. This is Searching for a Thread. It's Texas Psych tonight, or this hour, highlighting some of the great bands and artists. And yes, the international artist label, I believe, was not necessarily run to the highest standards, according to artist relations, but they were responsible for some interesting records. They put out about 12 albums, 39 singles, and actually were reactivated after folding in 71 and 78 by Leland Rogers. Started doing some other things that were more sort of the time of the late 70s. But there's actually a few rare soul records on this label too. So it's an interesting mix of stuff. As I mentioned, they did do a Lightning Hopkins LP too. But let's get back to the music that I have here for you. Two more records on the international artist label. Some of the heavy hitters coming up right now. We have the Red Crayola coming up in a second. But first, it's the Golden Dawn, who you'll swear sounds like Rocky Erickson singing, but it's actually not. Can't blame him for wanting to emulate one of the great vocalists of all time. But that's just what I'm saying. Here's the Golden Dawn from their LP Power Plant.
Mm-hmm. sand. You better come now so you can fill your pot. Leave everything, now's the time to start. And it's easy. And it's easy. But it's easy. But it's also easy to do. Expert men not knowing what they meant.
face. Yes, yes, I can see what this is doing to me. My mind fell from limbs in a tree. I've been this is all I needed for you to make me feel way I do, out of control. It just doesn't seem real. But yes, yes, I can see what this is doing to me. My mind fell from limbs in a tree. My God. Open your little mind up and see what you are. I've got a hold of what I am, but I'm dead. Hit by a car or something like that. Yes, yes, I can see now what this is doing to me. My mind fell from left to the tree.
Let's put our shapeless heads together. Perk up your pointed ears and listen here. Planet Earth and its frantic involvement is trying to discover us, I fear. the way those earthlings acted so pathetic. They can't control emotions and they kill. If they caught us flying around their planet, they'd put us in a cage against our will. Poor planet Earth, with all its growing pains, for several billion years has acted so insane. Poor planet Earth has such a heavy load. Be sure and keep away, someday it may explode. For eons we're trying to find them. We only want to help them and explain that once we were humanly tragic, till we evolved into this higher plane. It may be too early to help them. Those earthlings cannot communicate. They're talking but still not receiving vibrations from us in outer space. Poor planet Earth, with all its growing pains, for several billion years has acted so insane. Poor planet Earth has such a heavy load. Be sure and keep away, someday it may
Right, that is a band called The Children on the Atco label. A band out of Texas. We heard Don't Ever Lose It from their LP, Rebirth. a soul album by a lost band of Sykesters, I suppose. Before that, also out of Texas, two 45s on the international label, international artists label. Sonny Hall with that novelty, Poor Planet Earth. Fun stuff in there. And Thursday's Children, Help Murder Police. Another obscure 45 on that international artist label. Moving Sidewalks. This is a big one, really. Billy Gibbons' early band. They had that album Flash. And this is taken from their complete collection, Red Crimson Witch. Two tracks from the Red Crayola. We played Transparent Radiation, a classic from an amazing record, The Parable of Arable Land. It's unstoppable, way ahead of its time. And this from the Sonic Boom 2011 Mono Remaster. And before that, it was from the 1968 LP, which went in a completely different direction. Fragmented, loose, more akin to sort of the New York City avant folk movement happening. But we heard Free Pieces. There'll be like 25 tracks on this record. Unhinged, I'll call it, by the Red Crayola. God bless the Red Crayola and all who sail with it, their 1968 second LP. And the Golden Dawn, we heard Starvation from Power Plant, also on their international artist label. That one, yes, you can hear the Rocky Erickson influence there for sure, but the songs themselves, top notch. So that's it, but closing out the hour here on the Texas Psych Focus. I guess I have one more track here. This is from a band out of Corpus Christi, calling themselves Corpus. Why not? Why not? You're listening to WRFI Watkins Glen, Ithaca. Searching for a Thread, finishing up right now. Actually, I'm going to change it up. We're going to hear this version of Gimme Shelter by Josephus. Sort of went into the hard rock vein. One of the guitarists would go on to do this really cool thing called Stone Axe. Yep. But let's hear their cover of Gimme Shelter. Thanks for listening in.